Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Before we wrap up, I think it's also equally important that we talk about weaknesses, right? And I don't generally like to focus on weaknesses too much because I'm more in the camp of let's build up our strengths. How do we get our strengths to be stronger and more effective and just win from a place of our strengths instead of worrying about our weaknesses? But here's the big thing is, like I said, our biggest strengths can be our biggest weaknesses. I mentioned that with the spreadsheet example and being over analytical and just like killing deals, like shooting myself in the foot when it came to selling people on moving forward. But here's the deal with weaknesses. Here's how I feel about that is it's also really important to focus on weaknesses and not forget about them when there are things that can help you significantly with your selling effectiveness, whether it's mindset or it's the actual practical, tactical way that you sell, have conversations, whatever that looks like. I think it's important to be aware of those weaknesses and then improve the ones that are pivotal and important in your selling process. And I'll give you an example. Again, I didn't know I was in sales. Like the first 2 years, I didn't realize I was in sales. My title was in sales. It was loan officer. I didn't think I was in sales. That's not what I thought sales was. Then I started helping people who were in foreclosure, and I still didn't think that was sales. I still didn't think that's what I was doing, but I learned more about persuasion and that effectiveness at helping people move forward. Then I went to work for a company. And the side note with this, which is funny, is that when I went to work for that company, I was the director of operations. I didn't even want to be in sales. They already had a director or VP of sales. And so I just wanted to be on the operations side. I wanted to process the paperwork, deal with the transactions. That's where my brain goes. It didn't even think I was in sales. We're talking 2006. And again, I started in 2002 in the mortgage business. Then the person who was in charge of sales got fired. I instantly got promoted to VP of sales and operations. So I had to run both. And then I had to fix sales. I had to build a sales process and go through that. The part that applies to this is that once I started training people in my first group, I can remember their faces. I literally can remember the room I was in and who I was talking to and what we were covering. I realized in that first training class that sales and sales training was presenting and public speaking. Even sales, when you're selling somebody, then you are doing some form of public speaking where you have to know what you're talking about. You have to be able to deal with what might come up. Even this, right? This is public speaking. I'm recording this. It's going into the camera. It's not in front of an audience, which again, this is a replay. And the reason why is because I'm on my way to go speak at a conference, and which takes it to a completely different game on the public speaking side. But I realized in that moment that sales and sales training and leadership is like public speaking. There's so many elements. And at the time, I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea how anything that worked. So I joined a thing called Toastmasters. And if you're not familiar with Toastmasters, and if you're in sales leadership, training, management, I don't know, pretty much most things, check out Toastmasters International. You can Google it. I don't know what the website is specifically. Find Toastmasters. There is thousands and thousands of clubs. I promise wherever you live, there is a club nearby. Nice thing is you can go in for free. You can check out their meetings. You can do that for as long as you want. There's generally no pressure to become a member if you don't want to. It's definitely more fun when you do that if you decide. Toastmasters, and this is what freaks people out, is a place where you go voluntarily for fun or because you want to, weekly, monthly. I was at a club that was weekly, and you practice public speaking in front of other people for fun and without a court order. And most people, think that's crazy. Most people, and there's been enough surveys and polls out there, most people put public speaking as their biggest fear ahead of death.